Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Starflower, and as I welcome you in today to our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, I want to thank our listeners for joining us today. And on our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, my intent is to share information and inspirations, as well as tips and techniques for helping you be the architect of your own healing and transformation. And I want to remind everyone that, as always, the intent on this program is only to offer information of a general nature, so nothing herein should be taken as medical, nor as personal advice, nor as a diagnosis or prescription in any form. You are always encouraged to make the autonomous and self-directed choices that are best suited to you in your quest for well-being. Okay, so let's get right into some sacred healing information. And today, I'll be talking about finding our freedom. And freedom often includes letting go of restrictions or walking away from them. So freedom includes transcending limitations. And we have every right to upgrade our lives so we, in the most peaceful way possible, experience more freedom. And the universe definitely supports expansion and freedom. So if we do not currently feel that we are fully free, why? Why is that? What is it exactly that makes us feel limited or restricted in some way? And the answer or answers to that could very well be different for each of us. We each could have different things that cause us to feel limited or restricted. And when we think of limitations and restrictions, we might first think of those things that we feel are imposed upon us, perhaps limitations put on us by another or others, or by our affiliation with another or others. Or perhaps we might feel that some higher level authority has imposed some restrictions on us, and we'll come back to these where we feel imposed upon. But first, I'd like to talk about something closer to home, something that in a way ought to be much easier to change, easier to lift the restrictions, and yet it can be at times even more challenging for us. And that is that often our sense of lack of freedom can come from self-imposed rules or self-imposed restrictions. You know, we can't do that, or we shouldn't do that, or we must do such and such. And in these cases, if we wish to, we could consider challenging those self-imposed restrictions and questioning the validity of those self-imposed restrictions. As in, is that really true? Do I really need to do such and such? Or is it really true that I cannot or should not do that? And the answers can depend, of course, on various factors. I would offer that from time to time, people have done things or not done things, sometimes a single instance or sometimes repeatedly over many years, thinking they were doing it for the sake of another, that they were doing it because they believed another wanted it that way, only to eventually find out that the other didn't want or need it at all. I have heard of these instances many times, and perhaps you have too. And so perhaps one thing we can consider is if we are doing something to please another that feels limiting or restricting to us, or is something we wouldn't otherwise do, to perhaps check in with the other, to ask, because perhaps what we're doing or not doing, as the case may be, is completely unnecessary. And just due to supposition and a lack of communication, we continue on and ended up not feeling free, and perhaps the others were not feeling so either. And there are many examples, many illustrations of self-imposed limitations. And so for another, I know people that are not following their dream career or vocation, feeling that they must stay where they are or stay in doing what they're doing, either to please others or to collect certain income or benefits. And let's start with, and this can be a tough one, I know, but let's start with the feelings one may have that they must stay where they are or in doing what they're doing to please others. And first, it might be worth verifying that this is even really necessary. You know, perhaps, for example, we've all heard of offspring that have followed the career path of their parents or ancestors or have committed themselves to working in the family business, not because they really wanted to necessarily, but because they thought that's what was wanted of them. And only to find out years later that what their parents or family really wanted was just for them to be happy, to follow their own passions. So it might be worth checking, you know, being prepared for whichever way the answers come. And if it is the case that perhaps the parents, for example, did want their offspring to follow a similar path, if it's not what we want to do, and if we're doing something solely to please others, for one, how long can we really keep that up and maintain our harmony and our vitality, I wonder? And two, if we're doing something solely to please others, is that by chance creating resentments? If so, carrying feelings of resentment can be catabolic to us, and they're not helping those we are feeling resentment towards either. So what would be better, to drop resentments and follow our true desires, you know, elevating our energy, our mood, our interactions, or to continue on in something that we don't really wish to do, only to please others? And as always, I'm not advising anyone here, as only we each know, you know, the nuances of our own circumstances and the effects any changes would have, but just to point out that if we're harboring resentments, that can be noxious, not only to us, but to those we feel them towards. And so perhaps it's worth considering, at least, as an opportunity to elevate the situation, to consider another option. And then, what about if we're staying in a job for the income or benefits? And I get it. But is it possible, I wonder, as so many others have discovered, that if we follow our hearts, we not only experience an increase in benefits, not only is more energy to invest in our chosen career or vocation and often improved health, but also we often experience increased compensation and other tangible benefits. Perhaps it's just worth considering if you feel stuck and haven't really felt another option was a possibility. So sometimes our sense of a lack of freedom comes from self-imposed restrictions and rules. You know, once more, we can't do that, we shouldn't do that, or we should do something. And then sometimes our sense of a lack of freedom comes from the force of habit. Sometimes we can feel stuck or blocked or temporarily locked into something, unaware of higher potentials or unaware of better choices, and perhaps choices that would be healthier for us or would make us happier. And it can be easy to hear these words and dismiss them, but if we take the time to look for whether there are areas where we might be unnecessarily limiting ourselves, often we can find areas for improvement that can really make a wonderful difference in our lives. And sometimes that can include substances that some might become dependent or addicted to. Addictions can include patterns or behaviors where we respond knee-jerk to something, where we respond automatically and without awareness, perhaps from past conditioning. And, you know, automatic reactions can sometimes be good. If we're, for example, you know, we were trained in defensive driving techniques, for example, and, you know, that type of thing. But if we respond automatically in a maladaptive fashion, for example, we respond with defensiveness every time so-and-so comes into the room, or we go into resistance every time a topic comes up that could actually be beneficial for us to have a better understanding of, certainly those types of reactions might not be helpful. So whenever someone becomes addicted to something, they automatically abdicate some of their freedom. They relinquish some of their freedom. If one reacts knee-jerk without active awareness, they abdicate and give up their freedom to respond dynamically in that moment, to respond suitably, untarnished by past conditioning that might be unhelpful, to instead respond in an adaptive and fitting manner at all times. Addiction can include a compulsion to do something or to take something, like drink or eat or smoke something or whatever, a dependence, a habit. And that can supplant the true need, which is often a need to address some emotional wound or some unhelpful belief. And when someone gives their freedom over to a substance, instead of allowing, for example, their body to react as it wants to, or for their emotions to signal them as they need to, both of which are a call to beckon us to higher levels. When someone gives their freedom over to a substance, they also abdicate their opportunity in that moment to rise above it. And I imagine some might be thinking, I don't need a drink, or whatever the example is, I just want it. And you don't need to explain yourself. We each know whether we're doing something as an escape or not, and we only need to answer to ourselves, so whatever you feel is the best way forward for you is what matters. If someone is upset, for example, and reaches for a substance in an attempt to numb or quiet those feelings, they can do that if they want. Of course, it's their choice. And to be clear as I continue, I am not underestimating the difficulty of addictions that many people are dealing with, nor am I suggesting that what is to come is easy. But if we are able to acknowledge that uncomfortable feelings, for example, are designed to get our attention, designed as a customized call to each of us that something needs to be addressed to finally deal with and transcend something. And if one chooses to numb those with a substance, whether food or drink or whatever, or even with old, you know, unhelpful knee-jerk reactions, of course that is their choice. But then they stay entrained in repetitive suffering. They remain in the continuation of distress. And some things that are sold here or are otherwise available here, and I'm referring here to legal things as well, do not make it any easier. They have addictive compounds built into them, sometimes by intent, so people buy them again and again, and sometimes not by intent, just by their nature. For example, some substances and foods bring an adrenaline rush, which can be experienced by many as a pick-me-up, and some substances and foods carry compounds that can feel soothing, and some can feel uplifting, and we could go into the neurotransmitters and hormones of the body and how they're fueled or triggered by certain compounds and the effect they have on the body, but I think we know anyway, not the details perhaps, but likely the effects, you know, what gives us a lift, what brings us comfort. Perhaps I could go into the details on another episode, but just to point out that when people do want to make a change, to respond more dynamically, more adaptively, certain things can get in the way of that. And then there's the issue of detoxing from addictive substances, even legal ones. And I know people who are going along through life just fine until they interact with someone specific or they come upon a specific situation, perhaps one that triggers certain feelings, and then they reach for something that is comforting or numbing. And this, again, while absolutely comprehensible, does not address the underlying issue. So sometimes an addiction or the force of habit can keep us stuck and can keep one from finally and adaptively addressing that which ails or derails them and limits their freedom. So, and again, I'm not suggesting it's especially easy, but if there is a desire to reach for something to numb or to pacify, to quiet an emotion or belief that might benefit from actually being addressed, perhaps if one wishes to, they could take a moment, if they feel they can, just to consider another option, to consider a different course. That moment, that opening could be all one needs to start anew. And to be clear, I'm not advising anyone here. I'm not a medical doctor, and I'm not a professional therapist. I'm just an ally, just sharing ideas in the hope that something here or elsewhere resonates with those that want to move past things that limit their freedom and can help them on their path. As always, it's up to everyone, their own decisions. And beyond what we often consider as addiction, sometimes people just get caught in the habit of doing the same thing again and again and then feeling burdened by it. So would it be okay with you if you change up a routine you might have that you feel weighed down by? For example, will it be okay with you if you take one day off or a couple days from exercising, for example? Or will it be okay with you if you ask someone to help you with a daily chore that you feel burdened by and then perhaps giving them the opportunity to contribute more? Maybe that's something they would actually want. I know I like it when someone asks me for my help, and if I can help them, I'm happy to. Or is there something else that you feel hampered with or burdened by that can be altered or adjusted to where you can take a different course, a better path? Sometimes it can be time to take a break, a breather, a retreat, whether literal or at least in our minds, so we can think clearly about our desires and our options. Just considering this possibility can allow us to take a wider look sometimes and to see options that we might not have seen previously. Sometimes we just get stuck or bogged down and cannot see better options available to us. But we can bestow upon ourselves the freedom to become aware of any unnecessary restrictions. And we can open our heart to the knowing that we can be more free in our lives. Please take a moment sometime to feel in your heart your true freedom. Then, if you wish to, ask your mind to stay alert to opportunities to be more free, and ask your awareness to identify these opportunities. And to let you know once again that I'm not sitting up on some high horse here saying I've got it all figured out. No. I have, though, made incredible progress over time in so many areas of my life, especially of late, and I am determined to get better in every way. But there's still more to do, still more opportunity. And I'll give you just one past example. Now, this is not does not involve a major life decision. This may seem small, but just to give some variety. I remember years ago where I was teaching a variety of college courses, and in an effort to help the students learn the best way I knew how, especially some of the more detailed health and science topics, I put so much effort into creating my materials and my presentations, my handouts, so much time. I literally worked 7 days a week, nearly every day of the year, birthdays, holidays, pretty much as long as I could get to a computer, I worked. And on one hand, it felt really good knowing that I was putting forth a lot of effort toward what I believe was a really good method of teaching and delivering the material, you know, helping the students to grasp and be able to study the important points. The downside, though, was that it took so much time, so much effort, and my reviews from students and peers and the respective college deans were always very good, so it was not an issue, meaning I knew and I was told I was going above and beyond, and many students would sign up for my classes, I believe not only because of the content of the course, the subject matter, even though many were considered very challenging topics, but also because I believe they knew I did care very much about doing a great job. And I think they liked the style of delivering the material, so I felt a little stuck in maintaining that method. And sometimes I got a little tired, but I knew this was on me. It was my choice to put this much time and effort in, and I knew the extra load I was experiencing was largely of my own making. And so I needed to take responsibility for that which was of my own making and to challenge myself to use my wisdom and my freedom and my awareness to make a better decision and find a better solution. And so if I wanted relief from this, from working 7 long days a week, I was the one who needed to make a change. And so I needed to think about, is there a way I can do this just as effectively with at least a little bit less effort? And it took me a while. It took me a while first to allow myself to accept that it was okay not to work 7 days a week, and then, frankly, to figure out how to deliver the material with just as much care while ensuring the students learn just as well, if not better. So the point is, I was stuck in a pattern, one where I felt I was doing a good thing, and yet it was wearing on me. And at some point, as much as I wanted to deliver at the highest level, if I was getting weary, at some point the students were going to feel the effects. It might not have been obvious, and maybe nobody would have been able to put their finger on it, but you can tell when someone, even if in their heart they want to do their best, you can tell when someone's getting tired. You can tell when someone's getting weary. So the momentum of routine or habit compels us to continue on as is without seeing potentially better options available. Or let's say as another example that we're following some long-held convention about something, some tradition, and we just do it because it's a convention, because it's the tradition. And we just remain unaware of better options. Well, what if there is a better way? It's nice to allow ourselves at least the freedom to consider other options, to consider whether there are better options. And that's true as well for our behaviors, our thoughts, our life decisions. Just taking a moment to consider whether there's a better way can open us to the freedom of consideration and the freedom of choice. And as we consider the possible choices available to us, as in, I wonder how much better this could be, we can feel more and more empowered and motivated to look for and make more of those choices, those decisions that help us evolve and move forward in the highest and best way. to make the choices that bring us the most happiness, the best health, and support the most ideal forward motion. So when we are open to other possibilities, to a wider outlook, we are automatically opening the door to more freedom in our lives. And this can catch hold. It can take flight in other areas of our lives. As we realize our power to exercise our freedom and to make better choices, that can translate into many areas of our lives. And we can become captivated by reclaiming our freedom on all levels, and we become more empowered. So if we're stuck in a rut or married to a habit or locked into an agenda, we might miss other better options. We might fail to notice other higher opportunities. And I know there can be momentum to our habits and to our patterns, certainly so, if one's dealing with addictions, but we can change that momentum and change the outcome. Lifestyle patterns have inertia, and the default is often to continue on unchanged. And let's put in a quick break here, but we'll be right back. Please do join us after the break.
The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be BarbaraStarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit BarbaraStarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advanced information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website, BarbaraStarflower.com. Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back. Today we've been talking about finding our freedom, and sometimes we can become stuck in habits and patterns, and lifestyle patterns do have inertia to them, and the default is often to continue on unchanged. And sometimes we just don't feel motivated to make a change. And then conflicting motivations, wanting more freedom but not wanting to change, are common. We can become ambivalent, thinking of a reason to change, then thinking of a reason not to change, and then we just stop thinking about it. And the question would be, just how do you feel about that? As always, it's up to you. We can get help and support in so many ways and forms, especially from above, but some things are down to us. And just making the decision to change can get the ball rolling. So what kind of change, if any, makes sense to you? Reclaiming our freedom in any way can be a defining moment in our lives. and can be the start of a whole new way of being and the call to wonderful new experiences. And if we ever feel a lack of freedom because, frankly, we doubt our ability to do something different, well, this is definitely an opportune time to transcend that. The universe truly does support our expansion and our elevation. Anything is possible. I know it can be tough. We're in this together, and I coach myself regularly to be brave and to think and to act higher continually and to focus on what I want and to determine what it is I truly do want and to focus on that and to trust. And this, where we live, is still a place of resonance. And if we're investing our energy and resonance in unhelpful patterns or behaviors or habits or thoughts or beliefs, those can continue on unless we invoke our power to change things. So no matter how stuck or restricted we may feel, what is in our control is our mind, our thoughts, and we can choose to unbind them, to let them loose, to be free to think higher and better, and to make choices that reflect that. When we become aware and accountable to our choices, we realize the freedom we do have so often. When we knowingly and with awareness acknowledge our free will in each of the choices we do make, we can realize our extensive power, our power of choice, that we have the right of choice in so many things. And when we acknowledge how many times we are free to make a choice, whether that's, oh, what we eat for each meal, or whether or not we reach for something that optimally nourishes us or not, or what we choose to give our attention to, or what we give our thoughts to, or how we spend our time, when we realize each time we are free, when we realize each time we are exercising our will and exercising our power of choice, we can reinforce that right and that power in ourselves. And then the realization of how free we are can catch hold and bring momentum and empower us to bring that freedom into more areas of our lives and to realize how more free we can be. I believe we are meant to be happy and fulfilled. And when we recognize that, if we feel stifled or restricted in some way and we long for something more, it's time, if we wish, to find out what we need to be more free and to figure out how to achieve it. So we can invoke our right of choice and our will and couple those with our own awareness as the one who knows our life best to see what might not be helpful and then to open to higher possibilities and to find a better way, to see that which is and that which could be, and to allow ourselves to wonder, how free can I be? How happy can I be? How good can things get for me? Whatever we think about, we automatically start to align to. So perhaps we could think more thoughts of freedom, to think more thoughts of all the possibilities, and to reclaim our self-authority and our freedom to think big and to think better. We are allowed in the most peaceful way possible to claim more freedom in accordance with our true worth. So may I encourage, whenever we have a decision to make, whether it's what to watch or to eat or how to react or where to go or what to do, that we remember that we have choice at those times. As in, I choose to eat this, I choose to do this. In doing so, we start to flow more in awareness and in concert with our power of choice, recognizing and acknowledging our power of choice, flexing it and exercising it enthusiastically. We then are working with our power of choice, with our free will, which we are endowed with as a soul, and appreciating that we have choice. What we appreciate in our lives, what we give attention to, blossoms, it grows. And our path forward as a free being can become more fortified with freedom. Thank you, Thaddeus. So for those times that we still feel as though we're limited or restricted in some way, or if we feel trapped or ensnared in situations or circumstances that we don't want or don't like, at least we can confer upon ourselves, as we are each in our own authority to do for ourselves, we can confer upon ourselves the freedom of becoming aware whether any aspect of this is due to misunderstanding or due to self-imposed limitations or restrictions, perhaps something we may have gone into agreement with at some point that we are now ready to transcend. when we look with awareness as to whether any aspect could be self-imposed, then we automatically, by that alone, rise to a higher level. We claim our own power, and one of awareness and of accountability, and by default, empowerment. And when we can acknowledge, when appropriate, okay, this aspect at least I've chosen of my own will, we can feel our power rise, and we can become self-compelled and motivated to determine where else we can call our power. It's never about blame of us or of others. It is about empowerment and betterment. And so often, thankfully, we can find some liberation by making different choices. Perhaps we might not always feel that way, but let's at least start with those things we acknowledge we can change. Let's shore up some footing, gain some momentum in the field of more freedom. We can so often release our hearts from frustration by reclaiming our power of choice. We can choose and allow ourselves more freedom. And we can make a choice in our hearts to remove negative thoughts from our minds, to remove doubt, to remove blocks, and help open us to new possibilities. And then focus on those new and better opportunities. And if that feels too much a stretch, we can always ask the divine for help. Our continued growth and elevation is very much needed at this time. The better off we are, including living in our full self-accountability, living in awareness, living in freedom, and as the person we wish to be, helps us all. So freedom includes understanding our desires and understanding our authority to choose and to move into alignment with whatever we want to experience or achieve. When we align with something, we move into relationship with it, and we can then start to interact as an active participant in that relationship. We build our power by deciding to take responsibility for our actions as well as our thoughts and recognizing the effect our actions and thoughts have, including realizing what they draw in, what they attract. Sometimes we negate our own power and we deny our true worth, but when we honor our self-authority, we do not blame anyone and we do not blame ourselves. Rather, we realize that those things that we once experienced, that perhaps we did not like, that perhaps made us feel trapped or restricted, when we realize that those things were in line with a previous level of consciousness that we have now transcended, that we have now moved past, we know then that we no longer need to be a prisoner to our history. We can move past it, we can move beyond it, and we can rise above it. And we're not denying history, but we're not blaming it either. We're just agreeing that we're moving past our history and stepping forward, stepping higher. And let's put in another quick break, but we'll be right back.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you and take care of them. They're in your corner.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
It's time to transcend your personal struggles and reach your highest potential. So take control of your healing process, but you don't have to do it alone. Flowers can help. Get the information you need to heal on a mind, body, spirit level from Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers. Filled with beautiful photos, knowledge, and wisdom, you'll not only be able to heal yourself, but others. Get your copy of The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com. The old adage, smell the roses, still applies. But now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com. Remember, health for a positive life. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing. I'm Barbara Starflower, and today we've been talking about finding our freedom. So, in finding our freedom, there is another key type of freedom, and that includes forgiveness of ourselves and others. And I've talked about forgiveness in other episodes, and I have more information and insights to share, but we'll do that at another time. And true freedom also includes transcending blame. Now, transcending blame is a key to ascension, so that I hope to address that as well at another time. So today we'll continue on with talking about finding our freedom as surpassing limitations and rising above restrictions. So in that vein, finding our freedom involves first choosing to claim more freedom and acknowledging that we are allowed to do so and deciding that it can be, which gives it power, calling it to us, then welcoming it and claiming it as so, and then allowing it to incorporate into our existence. Thank you, teachers. We are each evolving. We are each increasing our vibration and upgrading, and we are worthy of better things. And as we evolve and know that we are worthy of better things, that which previously had our attention or that which we once aligned to can lose its appeal or can become untenable. So we now choose higher, including choosing in the most peaceful way possible more freedom. And in asking ourselves if we feel limited or restricted in some way, why is that? Why is it that we do not currently feel that we are fully free? And we might first think of those things that we feel are imposed upon us, and we tend to focus on those, perhaps limitations put on us by another or some higher level authority, and I promised we'd come back to those where we feel imposed upon by others, and so we will hear now is the time. But I would first very much like to re-encourage that we don't lose sight of the opportunity to release ourselves of any self-imposed restrictions, as often those offer us much opportunity. But if you feel restricted by another, please don't let powerlessness overcome you. Instead, perhaps let it peacefully motivate and inspire you. So what do we do when we feel imposed upon by another? And the answer is that as we reclaim our true worth as an aspect, each of us, of the Creator in form, and as our vibrations rise in accordance with that truth, our surroundings transform in concert with our new, higher way of being. That is the genuineness of how it works. Thank you, teachers. And I know that might not be a widely popular answer, but the good news is, under this truth, we are empowered. Identifying as a worthy being shifts everything in our life for the better. And being present in our hearts, tapping into our hearts, can help us connect with who we truly are and what we truly need, and to be more at ease through the changes that result. And sometimes transitions do feel challenging, but can be necessary to move us forward. There's indeed new energy in 2025 that supports new, better ways of being. And we get to figure out what is that better way for each of us. And when we truly value ourselves, we become not only more aware of what we truly need, we live more in a state of true freedom. As long as we have choice, we have freedom. And so, what if we understand all this, understand these words, but are still feeling a little unsure? Well, perhaps consider if you decided to make a change, one that reflected more freedom, how would you go about that? what would it look like? And what benefits do you think would come? Our vibration and our frequency follow our thoughts. So as we imagine these things, imagine the benefits of the freedom we seek, and allow ourselves to wonder of the possibilities, we raise our frequency to a higher level. This is still a place of resonance. So the more we can put ourselves in the energy of success, in the energy of what we want, the more we invest in its coming. And to quadruple down on that investment, we add the belief and the knowing in the truth of our heart that it is possible. And if you wish to, think of the success stories of others. Not that your path will be indistinguishably identical to theirs, but just as an inspiration, as in, see, it is possible. That is one of the reasons I love hearing of wondrous healings. If they can happen for any, they can happen for all. And I love hearing of wonderful success stories. If they can happen for any, they can happen for all. And what if we understand all this, but still we are looking for a little support in finding our way? Well, we can always call on the divine for assistance, whether the angels or an ascended master you feel especially close to, or the supreme source, or your soul or higher aspect, whatever feels right to you. And not surprisingly, we can get help from nature. Just being in nature can help us align more clearly with our true nature. And as we do that, everything can become more clear. And we can look for assistance from the trees. Now, all trees are wise. All bring gifts, of course, to our health and the health of the environment. They are true rock stars in this regard. There's nothing quite like a tree in terms of all the gifts they offer. And yet still, there are trees that are especially special as it relates to receiving a little extra assistance in resolving what we do truly want. And on being clear on what we do truly want helps forge a path to more freedom. So let me highlight here the glorious yew tree, Y-E-W, and I've talked about yew trees before, and I'm going to mention them again because they're truly special. And like all trees, yews have a very high elevated consciousness, and yews have amazing therapeutic properties. And yews have very unique connections with us. They can, I'll say guide us, almost like a supportive angel, but in physical form, into a place of non-time, non-space energy, sort of suspending, if you will, all the judgments to allow us an opening without restriction to see within and to see and discover what we need to know in order to transform us forevermore in our life going forward, to see ourselves in a new light and for our highest good, to figure out what we need, not giving us the answers, but offering us a very special, embracing place of rest, kind of a welcoming shelter in which to find the answers ourselves, including how to find more freedom. And the experiences with you can be profound, healing experiences, eureka experiences, and if you can visit a yew tree in person, that's ideal, but if you cannot, no worries, just visit one in meditation. You can ask to be taken to a yew tree in meditation or during sleep, and be patient. Sometimes if our mind is a little too busy, we may just need to try again when our mind is more at ease. And you can tap into your heart and choose to align with peace, to align with serenity, and feel it calm your body and mind, and then try again. Ask to be taken to a yew tree again once more, if you wish. So, what else can help support us? Well, it might help to remember that our breath, and therefore also our blood and our circulation, are linked to freedom. And so, taking deep breaths, moving that fresh intake of air through our body, through our aura, can help support finding our freedom. And remembering the power of our minds, we can imagine the breath moving freely through our body and aura, and our body moving freely as that air moves through us, and our blood moves through us freely. Our circulation is very much about freedom. And let's go ahead and pause here for just a quick break, but we'll be right back. Please do join us after this quick break.
Hey. As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be barbarastarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit barbarastarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advance information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website, barbarastarflower.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you and take care of them. They're in your corner.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing. Today we've been talking about finding our freedom. And in addition to moving our breath all the way throughout our body, we can eat in a way that supports living more free. Perhaps consider eating a little lighter, perhaps limiting excessive fat intake, perhaps getting more greens if that feels right to you. There's many options here, and I think once more it's important that we each tap into what works best for us. And music can be very freeing, like some of the upbeat pieces of Mozart, and especially birdsong. The sounds of happy birds singing is one of the most healing compositions and melodies that I'm aware of on the planet. And while I do have some other ideas in mind, music really can be subjective. Whatever makes you feel when you listen to it, uplifted and motivated, these sensations can help us move past the blocks we feel we may have. And so what works best for one might be different for another. So, you know, music can be subjective, and I believe we each know whether something is keeping us stuck or is helping us move forward. Whatever that be, whether music or food or thoughts and beliefs, we each have choice. We each have free will as to what to choose for us. And colors can help support us in finding our freedom. White and silver especially. Also a light, silvery, shimmering blue. And I've noticed new combinations of pink, yellow, and orange appearing in the natural world, for example, in flowers, including zinnias. And these enchanting combinations of pink, yellow, and orange share multiple gifts, including imparting codes representing the various aspects of freedom. So that's really special that those are coming in now. And it's especially special that those colors are appearing in flowers. Flowers can impart multiple gifts, certainly through their aromas, and some of them are edible and share beneficial nutrients and compounds that way if you wish to try. And here's another sacred secret. The nectar of flowers offers some of the most hallowed and blessed healing currently available on the planet. As always, though, it's up to you. But also, just being in the presence of flowers is healing. While every part of the plant is precious, flowers contain an especially high concentration of life force, and just admiring and appreciating them can offer accelerated and refined opportunities for healing. See, the flowers display colors, numbers, shapes, and forms all in a harmonic sequence that together articulate a language of light that can gently nudge us to higher levels of consciousness and can help us remember our true potential. I feel very privileged to bring this spiritual knowledge forward and document much of it in my first book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, and I'm just so thrilled that many people are reading the book and experiencing benefits, and I do have enough information for another book, and I've been preparing to deliver that as well. And there are several flowers that can help us support us in finding our freedom. Flowers that can help us move to a place of awakening and awareness towards so many beneficial things that really can bring us into consciousness with things, including freedom. And then, you know, it's our choice what we do from there. But flowers like red clover can help restore our memory that we are deeply understood and supported by higher forces. And this remembering, just that alone, can boost our vitality, whether it's immediately perceptible or not. And clovers can help us find our freedom, and that's in part due to their architecture. And let me share first that the number 5 often represents change as well as adventure and choice, but also freedom and grace. And 5 can also represent the unlimited human. And change can encompass many things. We've talked about this before, including simply the progression of life, or change can manifest as a change of heart. And, you know, a change of heart often represents a newfound awareness or a fresh choice of some sort. And in this respect, 5 also represents freedom. When we release old limiting concepts and patterns, those that contributed to limiting experiences, we automatically experience more freedom. And then the number 10 is very much associated with attuning to our spiritual selves, which is very much about freedom. And so 5 and 10, I mentioned that because clovers have 5 petals, 10 stamens, 10 sepals, and they resonate an intelligence that supports freedom and change. So just viewing and admiring red clover, being in her presence, can help. And if you wish to, red clover can also be very helpful if one has struggled with an emotional issue for some time that's kept them feeling restricted. And in this case, red clover, for example, taken as a tea, if one wishes, could be quite beneficial in letting go of unhelpful things. So that's another extraordinary way of moving towards freedom. And another flower that can be very beneficial is borage. So the blue flowers of borage, when viewing them, can inspire, I'll say, a specific call to action. But at the same time, they're soothing. And there's also the 5 sequence appearing in borage flowers, 5 petals, 5 sepals, 5 stamens. And that can encourage us to release self-imposed restrictions that can prevent our freedom. And if you wish to, it's always up to you. The flowers of borage are edible. They have a lot of phytonutrients, and the seeds have a very high source of gamma-linolenic acid, which is an inflammatory compound. It's as always, it's up to you. And then flowers of the fruit trees and shrubs and plants of the rose family, and that includes, of course, roses, but blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, almonds, cherries, peaches, plums, apples, crabapples, hawthorns, pears. I'm probably forgetting some. They can certainly help bring about positive life change as long as we're willing to change, including movement towards freedom. And the flowers of spiderwort and trillium can help increase our awareness of our true identity, that we truly are souls and are gifted with minds that allow us to reason and to choose and to exercise our free will. And then wild or garden violets can inspire freedom and growth and progression. And there are many flowers that can help inspire more free and open communication, including self-heal or heal-all, skullcap, monarda, nasturtium, snapdragon. There are others. And then the blossoms of passion flower or maypop can very much help inspire us to live more freely and closer to who we are as eternal beings. And there are many additional gifts with each of these flowers, and even additional flowers that can help us find our freedom. And I wrote about those if you want to give it a look. But let's keep going and talk about what else can help, and that is aromas. And one of the finest aromas to support finding our freedom is eucalyptus. eucalyptus can very much support promoting a wider perspective and transcending feelings of restriction or constriction, and can inspire us to make changes towards improvement. And, you know, myrrh can be quite helpful, the aroma myrrh, because myrrh is about helping turn our soul's dreams into realization, and our soul is all about being free. And frankincense can be helpful as well. Frankincense is about spiritual liberation. And here's another sacred secret. The herb bird's tongue is a specific in helping us find our freedom, as is schisandra, and each in their own very special ways. And tastes can be helpful. Mint is a very refreshing taste. It has spiritual properties of cleansing and renewal if we don't overuse it. You know, maybe once a week. This is I tend to seek out like tooth products that are not mint, so I can enjoy a peppermint or spearmint as a cup of tea maybe once a week or something like that. And there's so many options that can help us boost our freedom. But let's go ahead and take another quick break, but we'll be right back.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. So, as we endeavor to find and claim our freedom, if we feel boxed in, whether due to circumstances or limiting thoughts, if we can remember that receptivity to well-being and to freedom, and our belief that we are worthy of well-being and freedom, are sacred keys to liberation and to true change. And so, using our divinely bequeathed will, we can peacefully transcend restrictions in whatever way feels right to each of us, and pursue all that we want for our highest good. We can now take center stage as our own hero and expand into new horizons, and peacefully reclaim our freedom in any way. And that can be a defining moment in our lives and can be the start of a whole new way of being. So thank you for joining us today. I hope you'll join us on the next episode. And as always, I wish you joy and continued blessings in the restoration of your highest nature and on your journey of exceptional well-being.